Welcome to the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
I was trying to burp, but I couldn't, and I kind of hurt myself. So, hey guys, it's Evan.
And this is new and improved Jay for 2020.
So he's going to stay like this for the next year of podcasts.
That is correct.
All right, see if you can go through a whole episode with it.
I can't even go
through. Yeah, all right, it's over.
A minute, it's 30 seconds in, and I'm done.
It's over.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back. This episode is marking the new year as we celebrate 2020 on January 1st.
So what are you doing for the New Year's?
We are going somewhere.
Okay. I'm going to a party that had an undernote of wear 20s clothing, right?
Ooh.
Like, because it's 19.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The 2020s. But I feel like I might be one of three people who do. So I'll show up in
a zoot suit?
No, I'm going to do it. Like, even if I'm the only one, like, hell, I went to my Christmas. So, quick note. Yes, I'll be wearing 20s clothes because I love to meet them dressing up. But so my Christmas party, White Elephant, I went to, I ordered a ugly sweater from Amazon, instead of getting the Boba Fett ugly sweater, they sent me Jesus birthday socks.
Oh,
and they were gonna act like I wasn't getting my refund until I had to like push him back for it. So I was in a panic because it was the same day as a party that I realized I got the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Target. The only ugly sweaters they had were like small, medium, and I'm a extra large kind of boy. So panic again, and then I saw a onesie Chewbacca, a suit.
Mm-hmm.
So purchased and worn to an ugly sweater party.
Perfect.
I danced.
This was years and years and years ago. I had the same problem where I couldn't get a sweater in time, and so I had this Darth Vader like knitted sweater.
Yeah.
And I just like basically sewed a Santa hat to the top of his head on the sweater.
Perfect.
You know, like a quick sew. Like,
yeah.
I'm not good at that, but like just like
tie
it off. Yeah. And then, oh my God, it stayed. Okay, great. And then went to the party.
So I went right from the comic store because a couple my friend Jeff and his friends came up to play Legion that day. So I put it on the comic store and I went to the booze store right next to the place, like wearing this thing. And I'm like, I don't buy alcohol that much. So I'm like,
be fine.
Yeah, I'm like wearing this and I'm like, yo, I gotta go to a party. Please help me. Is cracking good? I don't know. And she's like, it's fine. Then I went to a gas station wearing that thing. I'm like, I need ice. You know what we got? So I did a tour in an ugly Wookiee.
Love it.
Wookie
onesie.
Outfit. Yeah, onesie.
I love it. So for those of you who listened to our holiday specials on our episode in Scoundrels, I hope you enjoyed those. We had a lot of fun, clearly. You could hear that in our voices. that was...
Who was the name of the Elder Chief of the Ewoks?
Yeah.
Silence. I don't even remember what the answer was, so...
Me neither. Throw Dan or...
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. So what had happened, a little peek behind the curtains, when I had done the Luke Eddy... Alex Davey one, like they were just like
firing it off,
boom, boom, boom. And I had like I had wanted to do easier questions because I wanted it to go fast.
Sure.
And I wanted them to have a good time, but then they were just like getting all of them like so quick and so fast. I was like, okay, I mean, we have to be equal or bigger nerds than they are. So
yeah.
I'm like, let's make this a little harder. And then when I did that,
oof.
Yeah, it went south real quick.
And like every other question was like Obi-Wan Kenobi was the answer.
Yeah, and so like I had to I switched it up. So what I had done, what I had all these fill in the blank questions. So then I actually went to this trivia, Star Wars trivia game that I have. I don't have the full game, I just have the cards. I think it's Trivial Pursuit, but just cards. And they have the ABCD on there. So I was like, all right, let's switch to these. And start giving you guys choices. But yeah, it was a ton of fun. It sounded like everybody had a good time. And
no, that was good.
But yeah, so that was cool. And, you know, we hope that if you celebrate whatever holiday you celebrate, that if you get presents, that you got what you wanted for Legion. Like it looked like a lot of people got some cool stuff for Legion. So that's good. And yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time.
And now it's 2020. So let's see. You know, on this episode, I'd like to talk about, well, I'd like to talk about the fact that, Evan, you have a problem.
Oh, a problem with what? I have many problems, so what's the one you're addressing?
You know the problem I'm addressing. Come on. Come on, Evan. Come on, Evan.
Let's see. Let's go through the list.
No, we have a prime coming up on January 11th.
Okay.
I think you have a list. Do you think you're going to fine tune it at all?
Nope. No, I can talk about that. That's okay. So it's, I've made a Hoth theme list. I wrote an article about it a while ago, but I've actually kind of fine tuned it to a point where I really like it now. I call it Easy Company, you know, E for Echo Base.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally not used in every war movie ever, but all right. I like it. So. It's Leia, no upgrades. So it turns out if you take units without upgrades, sometimes they work just as good. Leia, no upgrades. Three sets of Rebel Vets with the CMO-1 cannon. They're a heavy gun. Yep. Off the top of my head, I don't remember that one, but it's the 4 white dice, critical 2.
Yep.
Turns out every time you throw, you can usually get at least 2 over cover, even without name. That's pretty good. The 2 Mark II emplacement guns that they come with, like they're equivalent to the mortars. 2 sets of TOMs with HQ uplink, 1 air speeder, and 1 1.4 cannon.
Yeah, I've played against it variations of it twice now. It's good.
It's starting to get like more refined and more refined, and now I only have a 2-point bid, but most of my units can move around the battlefield pretty okay. So I kind of don't care about the bid as much. I know and being red player means I kind of get to dictate something. So the worst part about Legion, right, is if the blue player wants something, they can just dig to it, right? Or the red player wants something, they can just dig to it. One of those three, they will get that last card if they really want it. So that's a bummer because there's some objectives I just do not want. Like Long March, don't generally like because you can get things overextend a little bit there. I really don't like... recover the supplies because I don't have a hero. Like I don't have a Sabine or Luke or Vader that can take a box and just not die. So that's the thing you got to be worried about. But most everything else I'm okay with, like everything. So besides those two.
Yeah. I think it'll be interesting to see how it goes. I'm in list limbo. I have no idea. I've been trying all kinds of different lists out. I am officially off of Dubacs. I don't think that they're bad. They're just missing something right now. And what has happened in, I don't know, 10 games that I've had with them, there's just this hump. And I think anybody who plays somewhat competitively or even plays enough locally in their local shop knows, like, sometimes there's a hump you can't get over with certain lists. And the Dubacs are generally close. Like, it comes down to the wire, but there's nothing... It doesn't seem to hold out through the whole.
Yeah, you know, the problem was, I think when we played, we had some wicked dice variants a few times where I just could not kill it. Like, I'd put my whole army into it, and then you're just like, these things are amazing, right? And you roll up, and you're like 6 hits on 3 whites and 3 reds, and they're just like plowing. But when the dice started to like average out,
right,
I think you start seeing like, well, sometimes they die in like 2 shots if things go not great, right? Especially if anyone's got impact, because unfortunately armor 1's real good, but... impact makes them sad, right? Because they can just hear, you know, 2 hits, 2 crits.
Yeah, and I like them still. I just, I don't know, maybe with some of the newer stuff coming out in the next, you know, couple months, they'll get a little bit better. But for right now, I just don't think, I just don't know.
I mean, it's fine. Like, I've played this Hoth list for like 3 months. Like, every time I've played a version of this until I've gotten it down to where I think it's what I like it's to the point where everything fits just right. Unfortunately, Wedge, the best pilot in the galaxy, had to go mostly because I wasn't using him a whole lot,
right?
And so even five points, like, I had to find room for that. I'm actually fully painting this squad. I want to even do a display board for him too, so you can bring a display board. For those new, is like you put you make a theme army. Or you make an army, you paint them all how you like them, like a company, and then you build like a little scene for them, and then you put them on a board, and it works as 2 things. One, so you can carry all your army and your stuff around on a board, and you're not like hodgepodging it together, right? Yep. And 2, when they do like a painting, I'm not winning a painting contest, but it makes it look like it adds to that, right? Like it kind of adds to the whole like theme, and I mean, Hoth is like snow and metal. There's right. snow, rock, and metal. That's the only thing you ever see in Hoth, right? It's miserable. So turns out you can just throw snow and rock on the ground and boom, boom. We got a Hoth.
You're good to go.
Like when I'm basing my units, I just found it's the Games Workshop technical Valhallan Blizzard, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. Man, you know, it's
good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good. People tell me, well, it's the same thing as doing pure baking soda and Elmer's glue. And that's cool, but A, I don't have the time.
Right.
Because when I get to paint is like, you're like, not a whole lot. And so, yeah. And I could just dump it out. And I even bought the dumb scraper that GW makes. I was trying to work without it, but it was $8. And it's just a piece of, it's like a cell phone opener. And I have those, but mine are just too, anyway, it's fine. I begrudgingly bought it. But man, like, I'm actually really happy with the way everything's coming out. So if you base your models and you have units that have arcs, please, please make the arcs very visible, because that's real obnoxious to me when they're like just the tips of the edge. And I get your base looks real cool with it all covered, and I do appreciate it. Like on Tauntauns, you can get away with not having arcs because they don't really care.
Right.
On or Dewbacks, they don't really care. But on like my Airspeeder, I made sure that my front and backs are, even though I'm not using a back gun.
Mark IIs or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, the Mark II blasters, their fronts are very open. Yeah. My gun. So it's like with my 1.4 cannon, the only arc that matters is the front. So I made sure those are very like seeable. I really appreciate that when people do that, because then people bring out these like plastic doodads and things and put them down. And I'm like, well, that's, you know, like it's because sometimes it comes down to like, you know, I can see Leia's toenail and I got it in my arc. Like I'd rather just. Just have that.
Yeah, that's something, because I don't think people, sometimes people don't even do it on purpose, right?
No, like, they're like basing. It's malicious or anything.
They're
like, cool, yeah.
Yeah, they're like basing, and then all of a sudden it dries, and they're like, oh, no.
Yeah, no, right. I can't tell you how many things I've not paid attention to where the movement little dock is, and I've just put, like, when I first made the Tauntauns, I put them on, like, sideways. And I'm like, oh, no. So I had to, like, and when I, man, that one Tauntaun from the ground, you wouldn't think it, the glue holds that. It was getting desperate. I was like, had an exacto blade. I was like, sawing. I'm like, please come back. I don't want to buy another Tauntaun. So I fixed that. Or my first E-Web I bought, I had come back from the store, and I was tired, and I was watching a movie, and I was building it, and I put it on sideways again. So I'm like, oh, gosh, darn it. So it sits in my shelf. That's maybe why I've never used an E-Web, because it's just, the one I have is not right.
That's funny.
But no, I like it. It's a thematic list that does well. It's not doubling down on anything that feels real, real gamey. And it's fun to play against because there's like, you're dealing against so many things. And you have, even though I don't have snipers, like, turns out Airspeeder can go and kill snipers and do it, you know, do whatever it wants. So it's got a good balances to it. I don't know. I just think it's fun. Honestly, Jay, just find a list that you think is fun, man. Like, end of the day, that's the fifth trooper thing, right? Like, just a list that's fun and does okay. Like,
I understand that. I'm just still struggling. Like,
no, I get it. Because if you're not having fun with them, then,
well, fun, but also like, I need things to speak to me. Like, I can't. I know, like, a lot of guys can take whatever and can be decent at it, but for me, it like it has to talk to me on some level. No, sure. Otherwise, I just can't wrap my head around it, and I get all like wonky in my head. And so, you know, I'm just trying to find, I don't know, I think I've tested out 1, 2, 3 different lists since I abandoned the dues, or at least 3. And I'm just trying to test them out and see what feels best to me.
You know, we kind of talked about this before off air. That list you won the RPQ with, nothing's really changed.
Yeah, Tons are the only thing that.
And I think you had double death troopers, Krennic.
So it was middle. Yeah, it was middle management. I think I had 2 snipe. I think sniper increase happened since then too.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, the price increase, but it was 2 snipers, death troop. Maybe it was 3 snipers.
Yeah,
I don't remember. Middle management, 3 snipers, death troopers. And then storms.
Yeah, just like storms with DLTs.
Yeah, 2
and
death troopers.
I think you had a heal bot or 2. You actually fit a lot in there because nothing was really all that expensive. Right. But you, that was real good, and not a whole lot's changed. And you know what Tauntauns really hate? Standby. They don't like standby at all. Yeah. Right? If they get, so if you're facing Tauntauns, like I'm running at you, if you're AKA a clone player, hint, standby, passing those around makes Tauntauns very sad.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's interesting. I don't know. Blah,
blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
I'm still working through stuff. And, you know, we have the Prime on the 11th, and then how many of us, four or five of us from the Fifth Trooper Network will be at LVO.
Yep.
We'll be streaming LVO, so you guys at home can watch LVO live. We'll be streaming that. And so we'll be there. So, but I'm playing. We're all actually playing on different days, so we're going to have different people streaming. But I kind of want to be ready for that, too. You know, I wouldn't mind just the practice, but also getting a free plane ride.
Yeah, right.
To Chicago.
That'd be pretty good.
That wouldn't be bad. And all the cool prizes, right?
How many of us go.
See,
right?
That's. Like, I'm glad they changed their mind on the invites getting passed down because now I can go and I don't because the prize support is so cool. Like, I don't feel bad for the prize support.
You should never have a moral dilemma of like wanting to go play a game. And right. All those arguments against the burning, I don't want to hear it. Like, look, man, when I go, and if I, me and my friend and I, sorry, get top two.
You damn raccoon.
Yeah, no, I just, give me the garbage.
You treat the English language like a garbage can that's like, just in your way to food.
More garbage. We get the top two. I already have an invite.
Yeah.
And he doesn't. It should just pass. Or like, right. Even not your friend, like another guy comes up, like when I went to play, when I got mine, like Luke Cook. We both went 4-0. Luke Cook got it. He's a world champion.
Right.
Like, okay. So, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, he got it. And if it burned, it'd be, oh, I guess I didn't get mine because the world champion wanted to play too. So,
right.
I guess I'll go sit down now. Right. Like,
there's
nothing I could have done to affect that. Right.
Right.
I couldn't have played any. Right. It was all determined by the computer who I played and how it worked out. So, we both played our best. And the computer said he did better because he fought better opponents. Fine. But he also the world champion, right? Like, it's so that would have felt terrible. Like, right. Like, a lot of people who have these opinions of the invites also have invites.
Yeah.
Right. So it's to me, that's like, look, man, just pass them down. Who cares? Not everyone's going to be able to go.
Right.
I know people just like, it's cool to even to say, hey, I was an invitee. Right.
Yeah. To say I got the invite to world.
Yeah, man. Like, I'm lucky enough to go because it's one of the few things I can like plan for. But man, I know you got kids, you got life, man. Sometimes things come up, but
well, yeah, and it's interesting too because you know, like I said, the prize support is becoming dope. Better,
yeah,
right?
Really,
and so you're like, well, I want that prize support. Okay, I already have a prime, but or a RPQ at the time, you know,
but
I still want to go. So anyway, so I'll be at the prime. I'll be playing. We have LVO.
When is LVO?
January 20 some or other.
Because I was looking, we've got LVO, and then there's the Hooded Goblins is doing an event with a premium kit on, let me check.
January 24th, 25th, and 26th.
That's LVO?
Yeah.
24th, 26th, let me check their thing. But I know Hooded Goblins doing one. There's two that month.
And then what, there's one February 8th or something, or 2nd?
That's February 8th is our local store. February 2nd is Millennium Games.
Sunday? They're doing that on Sunday?
I'm sorry, February 1st.
Okay, I was going to say.
February 1st. And then Hooded Goblin has an event. It's a premium prize kit event on the 18th of January.
With an invite?
No, just premium. So dice.
I'm assuming.
It says premium kit, so
okay.
I'm assuming dice.
All right, so yeah, and then... oh, hey, so an announcement. We're streaming Worlds, people. So the Fifth Trooper Network will be at Adepticon streaming the Legion World Championships. That'll be all on our YouTube network. So subscribe today so you can get notifications of all that. So that's pretty cool.
That's real cool, actually.
It's super cool.
I mean, you know, this year we learned a lot from last year. 'Cause, man, like, we went crazy last year, but we kind of needed to. It was our first year on the scene, right? Like, to show, and we're like, Legion was still new, and like, we had this great setup, but that was a lot of work picking it up and taking it down. And like,
yeah, I don't know how we're gonna do it. I have to work with Adepticon and FFG for like space and what they're planning on, but we'll be there streaming, so whatever that may be, which is super cool.
I just, my point was like, we're getting better at it, right? Like, every time we get better and a little more streamlined, and like, the setup is not like, we don't have to get there a day right ahead of time to like get everything out. And like, it was
crazy.
We're learning now, right? Like, that was a,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, we the first Adepticon, we basically brought like a studio, studio with us. But, you know, we're getting more streamlined. So, but yeah, that'll be interesting. So if you're going to be at LVO or Adepticon, come say hi. We encourage you to hit any of these primes that we'll be at. We'll be, you know, so come say hi to us there. I know this one on the 11th at Just Games in Rochester, by the way, great store.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be packed. I'm really excited. So if you want to come out, you want to challenge, if you already have your invite and you want to see what some of the competition looks like, I think there's going to be a lot of high level competition.
The cooks
there.
Are going to be there.
Yep.
So they've each got one. I know a couple of their friends are coming. They each got one.
Yeah.
So the trickle down could be like seventh place or something.
Or further, depending on how many people come.
Yeah.
So.
But I mean, that's fine. Right. Like it's cool. So it's, man, I would hate to be like a local guy who's really good and you go and they didn't do the trickle down and like top six are guys who already like won. You're like, oh, cool. Well, I'll just lay down under this table. Thanks.
Yeah. But they're doing it. So that's good. And, so there's that. As of you listening to this, we will have our Patreon promotion there for the Evan the Raccoon sticker will be over. It ended on the 31st. Thank you for everyone that joined. And please, if you are a Patreon member, can you please update your address in the Patreon system so I can mail you your sticker? Other than that, let's see. Mats are due in. They're in port. They're in the warehouse right now. So they should be scheduling the truck shipment to us, I don't know, any day now. So hopefully the mats will be in. And so that'll be good. I think actually I might have just gotten an email on that. Let me see.
This is breaking
news, everyone. Let's see. Shipment.
Hot off the press.
Yeah, I don't know. It's it didn't really say. So, anyways, sorry guys. So our shipment is due in any time now, like in the next week or so. So we'll be able to get those out. So that's all that stuff. If you haven't seen, we have a plethora of writers writing for our blog. So there's tons of content coming out. Evan, I believe you have one coming up this week, buddy. So,
oh God,
just,
sure.
Yeah. I think you got one Thursday or Friday. So, you know, write that. And so,
do that. You know what? I've
Rogue
actually
versus
been
Rouge.
Rogue. Oh my gosh.
So
weird flex, but okay. So I've actually been thinking about making a tier list of Evan's tier list. Of what, how I see units in the game. So maybe that'll be my topic.
I like it.
I made a hot take one. Spoiler, the only two things I think are not real, I did it just for Rebels. So the only things I think are really not great currently in an 800-point format now, because I have to say specifically that, are like fleets and Wookiees.
Yeah.
I think those are the only two things in Rebels that are currently not unplayable,
mm-hmm.
but you have to either be real passionate about that, you know, like fleets are my favorite guys from Rebels, so I'm playing them, or play on some godlike line of sight blocking tables. And those I don't think are always particularly fun, because I think you hurt, as much as a Rebel player, I'm like, yeah, lots of line of sight blocking, or a clone player, I'm like, yeah, let's get those standbys ready, boys. The wave fleet comes around that corner, then 35 clones shoot at him right, you know, once. Like, but Imperial guys, like, that's not. You brought a guys who shoot range 4, and if you can never use range 4, you feel like you're just got hammered. So I like line of sight blocking. I don't like a super ton of it, just to give the other guy a chance, right? Whoever is playing like a gun line. But like fleets and Chewie, like Wookiees do good there, and Chewies and dem Chewie boys. But yeah, I honestly, in the tier list, like everything I thought for Rebels had a place. Like, I feel like that's a really good state of the game where, so like, not every unit can be playable all the time at a high level. That's just not how, if a game ever was like that, God bless them for making a completely balanced game like
could,
that.
Yeah, but yeah, understood. Yeah.
But like,
I think that's a good.
I mean, remember back in the day when fleets were the most economic, efficient unit because they surged to hit, crit, each through, I mean, surged to hit, surged defense, they threw two white dice a piece. you're throwing like 12 dice, two red, pierce one. Great. Like, but now, geez. Like,
well, because the range game and between Tons and literally everything in Empire being range four, you can't, it's real hard. Dude, and then terrain being terrain and being non similar, and you know, every terrain is unique. You may not have any line of sight blocking, so getting your fleets up there is going to be impossible.
You know, it's weird. So, like, as much as, you know, we always talk about, I think you've even got it, like, not punched out yet, but, like, building a whole, like, docking station battlefield where it's just, like, hallways and stuff like that. The problem is those units go from unplayable to too good. Right, like they
right,
go,
and
they,
then
like,
any
switch,
right, anything with a what is it, huge base, like the
is unplayable, is right, unplayable. Like, so that's their units are in specific format, like in specific tables. Like if you want, I mean, I would love to play in a docking where you just have to tell the other guy that, like, hey, we're playing on like a spaceship. Don't bring an ATS. You know, right? In those situations, awesome, man, they're real good. But in most general take all comer situations, I just feel like they're not great.
Yeah,
like. Man, in the Imperial counterparts, like Snowtroopers, I think are still fine.
Yeah.
They're still fine.
I think the list dependent, but I've been thinking about them a lot lately too, especially with droids.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, dude,
okay,
the Ion Gun is really funny. Or the Flamethrower too.
Flamethrower? Like, okay. Here's,
oh, that's so good, actually.
Here's, here's 14 black dice coming at you.
Because like, you get three actions every turn, right? You move, shoot, move, shoot. Who cares if you don't have a name? Eventually you'll get there.
Right.
And I remember when we used to play, like, when we first started, you used Snows all the time. I hated them because I just, like, I had to just hammer them. Then Vader's, like, walking up behind them.
Right.
So either I shoot at Vader, he gets to me, makes me sad. Or I ignore all these flame troopers. They get to me and they make me sad. And I just can't red dice sometimes to say, I'm not going to die.
Right.
Right. So that's that and the comparable to Wookiees is IRG. And IRG are
better.
Oh, yeah. They're always, because of the Guardian, right? So they can keep guys, so you can just be extra hit points for your heroes. Right. But also when they get into punching range, they surge to hit, I believe. Or do they not?
Let me pull them up. They don't surge.
Okay, the Wookiees do. I'm sorry. Yeah. But they still... They throw red dice, though.
Right.
Right? So it's like they give you the pokes, and they can be immune to pierce with their in melee with their electro staff, so that makes force users real sad. So like they've got that, and Wookiees do not have that, right? Like,
well, I think Sculpt is a problem on the Wookiees because you can see them no matter where you are.
It's so like, funny and so bad.
It's impossible not to see the Wookiees, so that's another problem. That, like, yeah, and I think there's just, unfortunately... Sometimes with this game, certain units, like, for instance, Tons, like, they just get everything.
Yeah.
And then some, they, like, everything good. And then some units seem to just have everything bad about them. And, like, you know, and you're just like, okay, too many points. It's lightsaber or his arm is way up, so hard to hide him. Like there's all this crazy stuff about him that you're like, okay, well, I clearly can't take him.
It's really... You know, and it's, you know, I've been thinking about making a Hoth. I've really done this Hoth thing because I think it's fun and I live in the North Country, so it's Hoth like 6 months out of the year anyway for me.
Yeah.
So I was making a table and I'm like, well, you know, I'm thinking, and since I, you know, I want everybody to be able to enjoy it. I'm like, well, how do I build stuff? Where do I get stuff? And I'm like, I want some line of sight blocks. So I'll buy a bunker. And I'm like, well, this just is like, I put a Wookiee next to something I was just kind of like making out of like wood. I'm like, no, he can still see over that. Like, and so it's too bad. You know, there's been whispers of maybe line of sight changing, kind of like maybe heads and torsos or something. I don't know. There's
there's
been some like whispers in the wind, even if it's just rumors on forums. So that would help them a lot because, man, the worst part is, you know, you kill the lead Wookiee because you can just see his sword in the air. He dies and the Wookiee behind him goes, oh, and picks up the sword, holds it above his, and then you kill him and the Wookiee behind him goes, oh, you know, picks up the sword and it's like, stop picking up the sword. It's kind of like the first guy you always kill in your Death Troopers is Grenade Man.
Right.
Because he's just kneeling, so he's hard.
He's
hard on his side.
Useless, yeah.
Right? So it's just like, you know, I mean, I appreciate the different builds, and that actually adds some interesting ideas to if that ever became a thing. Like, hey, this squad's amazing, but like four guys are laying down or something, right? Like something weird where they're like, their poses or something are very different. That'd be very interesting area to explore.
And I'm wondering... Because with the, you know, the new hard plastics, they're making it more poseable and, like, different options. Maybe that'll be something, you know?
Yeah, no, because that led me to believe that they'll eventually, like, especially with Grievous, that they'll eventually do something about the true line of sight, because man, like putting him with all his arms out is strategically worse than just doing the cloak and gun sword down
visually,
one side gun.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is. Right. Like, man, and the worst part is I've been playing a lot of Battlefield 2 lately because the new update came out and it's a lot of fun now. And Grievous is such a boss in that.
They
like,
will never get my money.
That's fair.
They will never get my money.
No, they took the loot boxes out now.
Sure they did.
It's good. It's
they'll be back.
When Grievous does the spin up like his ultimate where spins two and the other two, like you just mulch like four or five clones, like you're like, wow, I want that. Like the worst part is that game makes me excited for Legion.
Yeah.
But also makes me sad because you'll be a Wookiee and you're like icing guys because they've got the bowcaster and you're like, ah, Wookiees are really good, and you go to Legion like, man.
They're not that good.
They're okay.
Speaking of like seeing that for Legion, but do you find yourself? I think we all do, but this is more a rhetorical question for us to have a conversation about than an actual. I don't think you do this.
Sure.
So you know, Mandalorian just finished up. Mm-hmm. Rise of Skywalker. We went and saw that. Do you find yourself going, oh yeah, that's gonna be good in Legion. Oh yeah, that's gonna be great in Legion.
I thought it's like, you know, we joke about it. This is an E-Web heavy blaster. I was just waiting for him to be like, it rolls one red, two black, two white, surges to critical. It can get past that heavy cover you have easily. Like, I will give you till sundown to come out. Like,
yeah, he was very
so funny.
Talky about that
yeah,
E-Web.
It's just really funny. Like, I mean, mad flex, but sure. So, actually, yeah. Like, it was mostly Rise of Skywalker of all the Sith units. That made me think, like, I mean, they're just a different paint job, really, from the normal First Order. But the rocket pack guys, the bikes.
Yeah.
So
those, this doesn't give anything away. This was in the trailer.
Yeah.
But those, like, and when they're on that desert planet, they have these, they look like like sand snowmobiles almost, right?
Yeah, super cool.
And
like,
then they, like, bust guys up into the, like, they shoot guys up into the air.
Super cool. Yeah. You know, like, they fly now, line debatable, but.
Right.
The that part, that whole action scene was really cool, and like the Resistance got these skiffs, right, and they're just shooting off the skiffs. The first time I've seen the movie twice, maybe three times, because I need a third. I need to keep watching it to see if I really like it or hate it. I don't know.
Right.
But the second time I watched it, I started really looking. I'm like, oh man, I can't wait for the First Order.
Yeah,
I can't wait for this. This is going to be so cool.
Yeah. Well, even like Mandalorian, because it's within the Resistance. Galactic War, it can add some more stuff to the Galactic War era. Like they had that, I forgot what episode it was, but they had that troop transport that like just kind of rolled in and then all the stormtroopers like start coming out of it. Like
that was
cool.
Apparently that was an old toy that never made it. And the guy just put it in there and it's cool, right?
Like, yeah. You know, I think, okay, spoilers, I guess, for Mandalorian real quick. So the last two episodes they had the Death Troopers in them, and man, were they Death Troopers, right? Like,
finally they felt cool.
Yeah,
right. Like,
and then they had that flame trooper guy that felt like a flame trooper. You're like,
yeah.
Yep, this is how this works. Like, I got, you know, like a lot of that stuff was just exciting, and seeing all these possible units and things that you could do, and you know.
It's, you know, finally, like, we're finally getting to the point where like Star Wars is like a lot of fun again, and like even like Fallen Order, like Second Sister and Cal, I would love them as heroes. Like, unfortunately, it's like a weird time where it's like he's not really a rebel, but he's just a Jedi, so he'd get lumped in with the rebels anyway because that's just a good guy thing, right? Like, he'd be like an Operative Luke who he just shows up, like, I don't care, I'm just gonna do Cal stuff. But you could have like sculpts for him with one lightsaber or the double bladed lightsaber, and you could have a little robot on him that could be rules BD1. I think that's just, like, I'm so pumped for all this cool new stuff, and I haven't felt that way in a long time. Because, like, Last Jedi was cool.
Yeah.
I liked it quite a bit. And I like, you know, I like, pretty much I like all Star Wars movies. I'm whatever. But you didn't really get a whole lot of, like, oh, man, right, things out of that movie where, like, these couple new ones are just, like, low-key. They're like, we want to make toys. High-key.
Yeah,
Mandalorian
and Rise of Skywalker were definitely toy, like.
Yeah, I mean, the worst part is that's just a cynical me, like. From all the years of old Star Wars stuff where it's like, man, they've got a lot of stuff for Naboo. That's kind of strange.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's, I think they thought of the toys before they thought of the units, but it's cool because I'm even in the trailer for Rise of Skywalker, like the horses that they're charging on, like the Resistance is going to get a Beast Trooper. Probably they could, right? Like, they could get one. Like they got guys and horses. There you go, right. Cavalry. Like,
well, and you know, I think you definitely get some faction. But it's interesting because it seems like, I don't know. I get it because like the Rebels are always kind of like, there's less of them. They don't have all the cool toys, right? So you're always looking at the Rebels or the Resistance or, you know, these other kind of the good guy faction, and you're like, yeah, we'll get some stuff. But like, it's like, I mean, even with the Resistance across the three movies, I don't even know that I could name the like enough units. Things.
That was it, really. Right. Like, I mean, they have that skiff, but that was like it was like the technical, right? They just took something and used it. So, fortunately, like, X-Wing gets a lot out of it because they've got all these ships, right? Yeah, the trailer, they have all the ships. And, the worst part, I'm like, oh, that's a Lancer craft, Pursuit craft. That's a VC-10. You know, I'm just like, boom, boom. I feel like a dork because I'm just, like, naming off all these, like, ship models. If it makes
you feel any better, you look like one, too.
Perfect. Oh, all right. Ooh, hello. Well, as long as I get the complete package. That's
got
him.
Oh, no, you do. You got the complete dork package.
Oh, he's definitely
from
down.
Head to toe.
Oh, okay.
Inside and out.
I'm not wearing my Star Wars socks today that tell you to read, so that's a good thing. But, like, there's no, like, X-Wing, there's a lot of ships, right? Like, they had the T-70, you've got all that stuff. But for, like, Legion, there's Trooper with gun who looks a little bit more modern than Rebel Trooper. Trooper with grenade launcher, maybe. Right, there's just not, like, all the, because it's just the heroes, right, doing stuff. So it's just, like, the main characters holding guns.
Right,
and then the First Order actually had guy with axe, guy with baton, traitor, TR80 or whatever his name was. Like, you got him. Like, you've got, like, they've shown so much stuff for the First Order, and so you really have to actually go into, like, again, like, we'll take Battlefront 2. So, man, things that I'm hoping get into, like, Legion are the specialist droids, the ninja ones that are wearing, like, episode 4 of Clone Wars, right? But for Resistance, they have, like, the heavy gunner.
Well,
they have, like,
I mean,
sniper,
right, like, that's the thing for the prequels. Anything from the Clone War era, right? Well, and there's just so much.
Yeah.
Like we were talking, I think, over on the Christmas episode and the episodes before about how, like, we would love a Gungan. And, oh, guess what? That can happen because, like, I mean, there's all this stuff from the prequels for different factions, for different units, for different...
Yeah.
There's just tons and tons and tons and tons of material where Galactic Civil War, now they're getting a little bit more with Mandalorian. If they ever do anything from Han Solo, they got some stuff. Yeah, or from the Solo movie, they got some stuff there.
Talk about something that didn't get anything out of it.
Oh, my God, I know. And then, so that'll keep going. But my concern is, you know, everyone's waiting for, like, the new, like, Resistance and First Order. But, okay, like... How much stuff are they really going to have? Like, there isn't enough material yet.
I honestly think that they could just say, here's a First Order starter set, not anything with anything else. Like, I mean, they always want you to make cores with two armies, and that's the way to get in.
Yeah.
But they could just say, hey, if you want First Order, you get Kylo Ren, you get Hux in a box, you get a couple cores, two or three cores, and, like, a tank or something, right? Like, they could just say, that's your starter for First Order.
I think
Order.
A lot of people are going to be upset, but I'm going to say the following. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I say skip it.
Skip that whole trilogy? The worst part is...
For a while. Until they start building, until they, like...
Well, the trilogy's, like, done.
Like, right. Until they have something else to build out that world, the new world, skip it.
I guess...
I would like... Okay, because we know at Adepticon they're going to announce something new, or Gen Con, right? So
yeah, at least
Adepticon, that's when they generally announce their new
miniature line,
their new big thing, right? So let's say Adepticon, they're going to announce their next core set. I wouldn't even do Resistance First Order. I would do, like, Gungans and...
Geonosians,
yeah. Or, do two new factions. Don't do...
I honestly think they're at the point where they could just release, like GW does, and just like, here's a faction. It's not a two-player starter. Here's your everything.
Yeah, maybe stop doing the starter kits and just
could. Like we've got four armies, and I'm not saying there's so much more room for people to get into this game besides, like, starters, but you could say, like, hey, everyone wants a Scum and Villainy faction, right? You could just say, it doesn't need to be a starter, just be like, hey, here's the Hutts. Here's the Black Suns. Here's, because the extended universe that they can pick and choose from, right, right, is just like, here's First Order. You don't necessarily need the Resistance. Like, yeah, yeah, it's got the main heroes, but like you've got, man, I could rattle off, like, you got Hux as your like middle management guy. You got Phasma as your warrior commander kind of thing. You've got Kylo Ren as your like Sith.
Yeah,
like your,
and so I feel like, here's my problem. Like, okay, in, let's say, March, they're so far behind now. If they do announce, let's say, even new factions, like, we haven't even, like, scraped the top of the iceberg of Clone Wars. Like, Maul's still not there. Anakin's still not there. You know, Mace Windu, all the Jedi. Like, there's
say Qui-Gon.
I was going to say Qui-Gon, but then I was like, oh.
Qui-Gon, hey, why not?
Like, he was good. Sure. Yeah. Okay. But, like, none of the Jedi are in there. We don't even have a Yoda yet. Like, we don't have... There's so much more to do just for the four factions that are out now. Like, I think you could almost just not announce any more factions.
I mean, you know, when we first watched the Gen Con stream, we were, I think both and I were both a little underwhelmed at the release. It was cool, like the tank and like the B2s, but it was nothing, like the most surprising thing to me was like the bunker. And I'm like, wow, they're going to make me buy two of those, aren't they? Right? Like that was like the, and the R2-D2 C-3PO and like, oh, it comes with a piece of terrain I don't want, right? Like, that was the surprising thing to me.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, they say, hey, we're not going to do new factions. We're going to just give Clone Wars and maybe a couple surprises for the Civil War.
Yeah.
Right? And they say, like, here's this. We're holding our hands up against the heater. It's fine.
That's the heater, everybody.
They could say, like, here's new heroes. They could give each side two new heroes. They could go. I mean, right now, once Cassian comes out, you could do Rogue One. Like, you could have a whole Rogue One army.
Mm.
Pathfinders, Cassian, KTSO, Jyn Erso.
Yeah.
They could just release. I'm gonna.
So if everybody's wondering, he just started to stutter, and I got the biggest grin on my face because we just launched a couple cartoon characters about what's about to happen.
It's Chirrut, and.
Churro and Blaze.
Is it Churro and Blaze?
Churro and Blaze? Just say Churro and Blaze.
Churro and Blaze. Is it Chirrut? Am I saying it? Is that Chirrut?
I'm going to tell you.
No, Chirrut and his buddy. Chirrut and his buddy. But honestly,
And Blaze. If you guys want to know what Churro and Blaze look like, go up to the Fifth Trooper Facebook page.
Why don't you click like and give us a subscribe and hit the bell about Churro and Blaze. But they could have like a whole Rogue One army, right? Like they could announce the stuff that you could do that's cool. I mean, there's like just so much, right? Like, so it's as much as a guy who just wants new shiny stuff, I'd say new faction. I'm like, hey, more consume for me, please. Like getting like, there's, man, like the droid specialists, like, right, like all the clone special units, like ARC troopers, jump pack troopers.
Right.
There's even like clone commandos. Like the minute so one of my favorite Star Wars games was Republic Commando, where you played that group of four commandos.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. And you can get it on like anything now for like $6. It's old, play through it though. One of the best, cool Star Wars, like Star Wars meets Apocalypse Now kind of scenarios.
So it's funny. Like, we've talked about this before, but, like, it's just, like, overwhelming thinking about all the stuff that's coming out because, like, I'm like, I'm going to buy everything that they produce for this game.
Yeah. Now it's...
Like, I'm going to buy maybe two factions, possibly three, depending on where the droids go.
Yeah. But, you know, like, it's thing is, I'm like, well, I'll do clones and rebels because they're opposite play styles.
Yeah.
Right. And because I had some Imperials, I kind of stopped. I don't have any shores and I really need some of those. But then all this cool stuff comes out. Like, I didn't really want to play droids, but then they announced B2s, and I'm like, oh, those look pretty cool.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, the droids I was really looking forward to because I wanted troop carriers, and I love all that stuff.
Oh, you know it's coming.
And I'm still kind of okay, but, like, it's funny. As someone whose formidable years, teen years, where I grew up on, you know, the prequels, but I had up until I was, 13, 12 or something like that, 12 or 14, I don't know, I had only seen original Star Wars, and that was the Star Wars I knew. And then the prequels came out, and then, you know, my teens through my 20s, that's kind of what I, you know, I watched those. But like, I am hardcore Civil War. Like, I just love the Rebels and Empire, and I love and everything they've put out for
that's
it.
Okay, right? Like, that's what's cool about Legion is you can just be like, I'm just a Rebel player, and you have a lot of great tools. And you know what, man? I get being a Rebel and Imperial and seeing clones get all these new units. Like, where are my stuff? Dude, like, you've got so much, right? Like, just let them have some
the
stuff.
The other thing, too, is I realized this lately, and I know I get it. Mandalorian is really good, but like, it just speaks to me on a different level. Like, same with Solo, because it was just, it's kind of in that era that if
it's just like a, like nothing, no war is really happening.
Well, like, yeah, but it, but cool the, stuff. Well, the whole, like the original trilogy and Mandalorian and Solo, like that whole style, like that whole, it's kind of like, I think Mandalorian more represents this, but like that, that kind of like Western slash samurai type, you know, approach to like a storytelling.
Sure.
And I think Solo and the original trilogy kind of followed that same thing. I think that just speaks to me more. And so like, I'm just more excited about that era of Star Wars than I am about really about the prequels or even about the new trilogy. Like, I'm more excited about the, like, Mandalorian is like blew my mind. I loved that show.
Well, it's cool because it's like Outer Rim, like all the wars happening, you know, in the main core systems, like Outer Rim didn't really change much, right? Like, even with like nothing really, the Outer Rim is just Wild West no matter what's happening, right?
Right.
And they could do a whole like faction of just Outer Rim, right? That it'd be interesting. Like, there's just a lot of room for them to do stuff. And I'm just going to be excited to see what they do. Like, you know, I that new mission pack coming out even looks cool.
Yeah.
Like, so I really need more cards, right? So I want command decks to be like, I'm like, oh, you're
surprising.
Playing, like, I have no idea what you're going to put on the table. Now I'm like, okay, no one likes that one, so you're not going to play that one. No one likes that one, so you're not going to play that one, right? There's no like, I'm never like, oh, you took that.
Right. Which it will be, right? Coming soon. So.
I mean, they showed like one danger close. Looks like you start at range three of each other, so you can start like just start firing.
Yeah,
The hostage exchange seems cool. Like, it's cool, interesting objectives that aren't just grab thing, run.
Yeah,
I remember I was playing Pat, and he was like his first game, and we're playing. He came to a tournament, and we're both playing clones. We almost had a very similar army, and I ran up with Obi, grabbed the box, and ran. And he's like, "What?" And he's like, "How do I?
Yeah,
how do I get that back?" Yeah. And I'm like, "Yeah, I gotta kill Obi." He's like, "I can't." And I'm like, Yep. You know, I'm like, this is...
Yeah, so, yeah, I can't... You're right. I can't... I think there's tons of great stuff coming out. I'm really excited about everything. It's all going to dump, like, crazy at once because they're so delayed on everything, but we will see. Very exciting. All right. I think we can wrap it up here. Nice little short episode for New Year's Day.
For the New Year's Day. Let's see. Before we go, I'll be at... We'll both be at Just Games. I'll be thinking I'm going to go to the Hooded Goblin up for that event.
So January 11th, Just Games in Rochester, New York.
Yep.
Hooded Goblin, that's in near that's, Toronto
yeah,
on
the
January,
weekend.
The next weekend, the 18th.
And then February 2nd is Millennium Games, or February 1st, I'm sorry.
So, well, first before that, we'll be at, a number of us will be at LVO in at the end of January.
Yep.
If you're not... You know, if you're in the Vegas area for any reason, or if you're going to play Warhammer or whatever, 40K or whatever, come say hi. And then February 1st, Millennium Games in Rochester. One of us or both of us will be at that one.
Yep. And then we have our local store.
February 8th.
Which anybody who's willing to drive, we're more than happy to have you up.
Yeah,
play.
We got
like,
the space, tables. It'll be great.
We're happy to play.
I believe
that.
We're going to have a good kit for that one, hopefully.
Yes. So we're
fingers
hoping,
crossed.
Man, what I like is these premium kits aren't, from what I've heard from retailers, aren't real expensive, and they come with dice.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're a retailer, like,
ooh, yeah.
And I want dice, right? Like, X-Wing dice, you can only win them at regionals. Like, to even get a couple cool dice is fun, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
get my paws on some of those. All my dice are actually, like, so beat at this point, they're all getting cracked and broken.
Yeah.
Nice, I'll call it Chippy. But, all right, cool. Yep, that's okay. All I wanted to...
Thanks, Evan.
Yep, no problem. You got it, bud.
All right, everybody, have a good week.
Everyone, stay rad.
Join us next week for another edition of the Fifth Trooper podcast.
This has been a Fifth Trooper production.